right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
That's right. We're here celebrating today the films of Marty Scorsese, and of course we picked the wonderful Shipping Up to Boston by Dropkick Murphys, which of course was used in the film The Departed by Mr. Scorsese.
And we're doing this because it's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh, is that why we're doing
it? I just wanted to make sure. Oh, I've already had a beer or two.
I was confused.
You know, it's questionable at best, my performance.
We know I haven't had a beer or two.
No, not at all.
Yes, it is St. Patrick's Day as we record this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 184, St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And I'm going to use this accent for the rest of the program today.
And I'll likely leave within about 3 minutes.
Just can't take it, can you?
No accents. None!
You know who says I do good Irish accent?
Who?
Matt Booker in England.
What does he know? He's English.
Just saying.
Doesn't count.
He would know.
No.
They're neighbors.
Nah. Bah. Bah. You know, in tonight's news, nothing Irish.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Not a single Irish thing in tonight's news.
Okay.
Well, maybe not entirely true. Maybe we could draw a really thin, probably broken line.
There's something green.
Oh,
there we go.
Maybe in the news.
It's stopped being about the Irish and more about the color green and drinking.
And drinking a long time. Yeah, I heard today some people who were in Manhattan today for the parade and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Apparently now Mardi Gras has infiltrated St. Paddy's Day because now there is flashing going on for beads as
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so now it's just about debauchery.
Terrific.
So there it is. What's green
Great.
In the
what
news?
What is it? The Puerto Rican Day Parade?
No,
no
that's right.
Exactly.
No.
That's why that stuff shouldn't occur.
Shouldn't occur then either. That's terrible.
Just saying. Was Raphael marching today? No, it's not.
No.
The Irish.
It is the Irish.
Just saying.
Oh, Raphael?
No, that kid Raphael who listens to the show.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, Raphael.
He doesn't share trades that are given to him for
Nick
free
Raphael?
That he's never read before that You know, those. Those kind.
He's a swell kid. I like that guy.
If by that you mean he's swelled, then yes.
No, I mean he's a nice gentleman.
To me, I know your kind of crafty fat joke-isms, and I know that that's one of them. So
no, I only use that one on you.
All right, I'm just saying.
Can we get into green-related news?
Sure.
Green Lantern.
Yes.
The first set pics showed up of Ryan Reynolds standing in a t-shirt. So who cares?
Nice.
But we do have more casting news. Actually, I should say filming started yesterday, I believe. So everybody was on the set yesterday. But Temuera Morrison, who is he? I know, but you know.
He is Jango Fett.
He is Jango Fett.
Every clone trooper without a helmet on.
He is also going to be Abin Sur.
Abin Sur.
Yeah, whatever.
The Green Lantern who gives Hal Jordan the ring.
The ring, right.
Yeah.
He has been cast in that role in the film.
That's interesting.
And I guess it's a last-minute addition.
That's interesting. I would see him definitely more as a bad guy. Well, maybe that's just because...
You mean the actor as a bad guy.
Yeah, I've never seen him as anything else. You know, I mean, between Jango Fett, the clones, and... that movie, We Are Warrior, Once Were Warriors, I think that's what it was. Like, that's a New Zealand flick that he was in before all the Star Wars hoo-ha. Yeah, nice fella. I've met him. Got a clone toy signed.
Got a Jango toy?
No, not Jango. A clone? I actually got a clone toy signed by him, yeah. I don't remember which one it was, but I think it was one that had like the helmet off so you could kind of
get see
the
point. His face, his mug.
Might have been one of those weirdo episode 2 packs that had like a partially armored scout trooper and a speeder bike and some accessories. That remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was that one that I got signed, which sucks now because I need like a couple of those. And I can't clearly open that one.
You can't clearly open that one. That's your inbox one.
Yes.
That's your sealed one.
In retrospect, I should have got a Jango Fett thing, but I think at the time it was San Diego, and I think I hadn't realized he was going to be there or something, or he was there and nobody was getting anything signed, and I'm like, wow, I just need to go grab something and get it signed. I think that might have been the first thing I saw.
Well, with his presence in the Green Lantern film, certainly you'll be seeing him at more conventions in the future, would be my guess. Not to mention that, you know, he still was Jango Fett. I'm sure that he's not done making his rounds.
I haven't seen him on the rounds in quite a while, but that's not saying much considering he's from, I think he still lives in New Zealand as far as I know. So,
well, wherever he lives.
Right, Abin Sur, got it, next.
Green Lantern. All right, Captain Avenger.
Captain Avenger?
Captain Avenger, no. Captain America,
yes.
The Avenger, wow.
No. Try again.
The first Avenger.
Well, yes, sir, but if you're going to do it, you're going to get it right, at least on the third try. Captain America, the first Avenger.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
First you said Captain Avenger.
I know.
Then you said Captain America, Avenger.
Yes.
And then you eventually got to the title, Captain America, the first Avenger.
It's St. Patty's Day.
Which is just such a ham-handed way to stuff a title down someone's throat.
Well, yes.
We get it. There's going to be an Avengers movie, and he is one of the Avengers, and maybe he brings the team together. What? We get it. God's sake. We don't need
news?
Fucking... We don't need... Fuck.
Sam Jackson. Not sure he's going to be in this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That
makes sense, though. That's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Keira Knightley, top of the lead as the lead female. She is there. I think she's going to be cast.
The love interest.
Hugo Weaving, Red Skull.
That would be nice.
That's
done. I can see that. That's done?
I think that's done.
Really?
Cap is the only one we still don't know.
I thought it was that...
In the running this week.
Oh. Matt Damon.
Channing Tatum. And Ryan Philippe. Both are in the rumor mill this week. Ryan Philippe confirmed that he definitely was approached. Now, in some of these other rumors that we've heard, it's like, oh, I'm going to throw this name into the pot. And then you ask that person at some event, and they're like, no, no one ever approached me. I'd love to do it. But Ryan Philippe actually confirmed that he was approached. So
bad idea.
That's a possibility.
Too short.
So there it is.
Too short. Channing Tatum, as I recall, might not be a terrible choice, although I can't honestly remember what the last thing I saw him in. He's kind of a clean-cut fella. He used to date, Sandy Bullock, I think.
Yes.
Point.
He was in he was Duke in Joe. I mean, not that that helps, but he was Pretty Boy Floyd in Public Enemies. He was in Stop Loss 2 years ago.
What else you got? He was Duke in Joe, then I'm definitely thinking of another dude.
He was he was in Havoc back in 2005.
Oh,
he was
yes.
in War of the Worlds.
Havoc, of
but
course.
But uncredited in War of the Worlds.
Havoc, of course.
Coach Carter.
The Anne Hathaway naked movie.
Right. So there you go.
Coach Carter. Yeah, so basically Joe. And you know what? Be a nice recovery for his career.
It would be a nice recovery for his career.
For him to roll out of that disaster G.I. Joe into Captain America. Now that I have a better footing on who this guy is, I'm wondering who that guy I thought of
was. I'm not sure.
I think he was in Love Potion number 9 with Sandy Bullock.
All those years ago?
Might have been the lead in that. And but anyway, Channing Tatum, whatever his name is, yeah, he might be okay for Cap. Although he's already a little...
Tate Donovan?
Oh, that's it. Well, it's so it's close.
He's a bit old now.
I know. That's what I was saying. I thought it was a little odd. Yes, Tate Donovan. But in any event, Channing Tatum, yeah, okay, I like him better than Ryan Philippe. I mean, that's not saying much either.
Wow. I don't know. That's your Cap news
right
for the
now.
Week.
We're looking at the valedictorian of summer school as Captain America, pretty much.
Wow.
Just saying, that's the contest here. It's not like, you know, I'm trying to think who the great young stars are that could do this part. You know, like 20 years ago, it might have been easy to have this discussion, but now,
you know, someone, and you're not going to know this reference, but maybe some of the listeners would appreciate it. Someone I heard online, you know, in picking who they wanted, said the guy that plays, I can't think of his character name. It's Captain Awesome on Chuck, which is Chuck's brother-in-law, would be good, and he's tall. He's kind of got an athletic build.
Right.
A little on the thin side, but could be bulked up maybe,
right.
You know, with some working out and some
cinematic.
CGI. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That guy might actually not be so bad.
Huh.
But anyway, Ian McKellen
yes.
has confirmed that The Hobbit will begin shooting in June.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest thing to confirmation we've had, because even Peter Jackson,
which
I think,
means he's been ordered to show up and start filming in June, or else he probably wouldn't have said that.
Or right.
That said, they must have a Bilbo,
but they still haven't announced it.
Oh, I'm not saying they didn't. They announced it, sir.
And you know what? Maybe they don't have a Bilbo yet, because let's be honest, Cap is set to start filming like in the next month.
Now wait, let
and
me
they
not,
don't have a Cap.
Well, again, we don't know that they don't.
Okay, well, they haven't announced the Cap.
This is a lot bigger of a picture.
Yes.
Okay, so that said, I think they have to have one, and I don't want to screw this up again, because I did in one episode, I said that we were behind somebody for the role of Bilbo, who I used the wrong name. Now, is it James McAvoy that I like?
I don't know. Who's James McAvoy? Who do you think James McAvoy is?
Okay, James, this is where my memory's at. Who's the lead in Wanted? That's what I need to know, because I'm confusing him with somebody else.
He was in Wanted.
James McAvoy.
Was in Wanted.
That is the guy who should be Bilbo. Now,
okay.
Now, who was it that I said should be Bilbo in that episode?
I have no idea.
And we got all those comments. People were like, what?
I don't know, but it must have been grossly off.
Now I don't know who it is.
Was it someone from Rome? Was that what it was?
No. Was it, who's the bad guy in A Knight's Tale?
Bad guy in A Knight's Tale.
What was that guy's? For some reason, that's coming to mind. I don't think that's, maybe that's not it. James Purfoy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
that
what
could
I
be it.
Said. I said James, was he the bad guy in
he
Night's
was.
Tale?
He was Colville
that's
in Night's
it.
Tale.
So what I said was is that James Purfoy should have been.
Oh, you know who James Purfoy is? He's Solomon Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that he should be Bilbo. What I meant was James McAvoy, not James Purfoy.
Yes.
So there it is. There's the correction from that episode that people have still been looking for. Fine. There, you have it now.
Who played the Punisher? Thomas Jane?
Which time?
The second time.
That was Ray.
The second. I'm counting Dolph Lundgren as the first
then
time.
Yes, then you're okay. Correct. The great TV actor Thomas Jane.
Yes. Okay, James Purfoy looks kind of like a dirty Thomas Jane.
It's going to be awesome that Solomon Kane.
He is going to be awesome as Solomon Kane.
That said, yes, did not mean James Purfoy. I meant James McAvoy, and God willing, he will be Bilbo Baggins. And if not, I'm scared to think as who they might get in that role. And no more names kicking around for that either. Yeah,
no, we haven't heard a name in a couple weeks now.
Long time. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think they've chosen, and I think we'll know soon.
No shock here, but Jason Segel has been cast as the human lead in the upcoming Muppet film. That's really no surprise.
Wow, really?
I mean, he's working on the script.
Isn't he one of the producers?
He's like producing it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's a huge Muppet fan.
How crazy
he's
is this?
He's funny. I like Jason Segel.
What's it called? Oh, Not another Muppet movie?
No, it's the greatest Muppet movie ever written or
something
along those lines. Yeah,
I hope you don't mind. It's being St. Patrick's Day. If I enjoy a beverage while we're doing the show today.
Well, I don't know. That iced tea may affect your ability to move forward in the show.
You think it's iced tea?
You don't drink. You started off the show by saying you don't drink. Anyway, no surprise that Jason Segel going to be in the Muppets film as the lead male. Sci-Fi Channel.
Yay.
SYFY. Yeah, baby. Blech. Has ordered a 90-minute pilot of...
Called Red, the Vampire Werewolf Hunter. No.
Of a show called 3 Inches, which is a superhero-type show who's
just,
being written...
Just Mike not here today?
Not here today.
All right, I just said 3 Inches. Sorry.
Yeah, no. He's 3 sheets to the wind, maybe, but not here. It's being written by Harley Payton, who you may not recognize his name, but wrote 20 episodes of David Lynch's Twin Peaks. So this is going to be a superhero movie that just mind fucks you for 90 minutes, apparently.
So Lost with a Cape.
Yeah, Lost with a Cape. Here's the synopsis. The pilot focuses on Walter, a daydreamer turned unlikely superhero who has the ability to move any object using just his mind. But no more than 3 inches. He finds himself recruited by a covert team of superheroes who have their own extraordinarily ordinary abilities.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Mystery Men.
It is. It's Mystery Men. 3 inches is the lost character for Mystery Men. That's kind of what it is. So, 3 inches
is a
fun.
Do you remember the Waffler?
The Waffler. I like
Mystery Men. That was Dane Cook.
Was that Dane Cook?
Yes.
Jesus.
The Waffler.
3 inches is a fun, smart, offbeat spin on the superhero genre. So there you go.
Wow. Exciting.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that sci-fi is doing something that's not
Battlestar-related.
I'm happy that they're doing something that's not
terrible
in the same vein. This isn't like Battlestar Galactica with capes. At least it doesn't sound like it, so that's good. Anything superhero, you know, comic genre. I mean, I'm willing to give it a go. I'm willing to watch it. 90-minute
sure,
pilot.
We all watched the first season of Heroes.
That's a quick, exactly. But first season of Heroes was good though. So
that was the last season of Heroes.
So there it is.
Uh huh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got. News is quick tonight.
Terrific.
You know
Let's
why?
Take our first
I drink
break.
Again.
What happened?
I want to do shots. Gotta finish the show.
Take our first break. We'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 184, St. Patrick's Day.
Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean, a fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
cotton candy, A&W cream soda, crushed pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to jellybelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite Jelly Bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors like mud pie and berry smoothie.
Orange juice, orange sherbet, peach, peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Strawberry daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 184, St. Patrick's Day.
Good, you got the title in one shot. You know, we want to take this opportunity to let you guys know that we are conducting the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2010 all through the month of March. Well, it's the middle of March to the middle of April.
Right.
How that works. Conducting the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon, as I said, what we're asking you to do is to go over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, and on the right side towards the top-ish, you'll see a donate button. And what we're asking is if you can donate anything, a couple bucks here and there, that will help us repair, reconstitute, and in the extreme, replace some of the equipment here that allows us to bring you the show each and every week. That equipment has become aged in the 4 years we've been doing the show and is in desperate need of professional repair and or rejuvenation, replacement, those sorts of things. And we didn't want to get to the point where we were asking the fans, but we are at that point, so we are asking if you could help us keep bringing you the show each and every week, that would be great. So once again, it's BigKevsGeekStuff.com. On the right side towards the top, you'll see the donate button. If you could donate us a little something, it would help us along.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
Moving right into the DVDs this week.
Yes, sir. I got none. I can't afford DVDs.
Can't afford them?
No.
What is this?
I can't afford to replace equipment for the show. I certainly can't afford DVDs.
Crazy talk.
I know. It's unbelievable even for me.
Well, there's a couple that I have to get.
Okay.
One of them is not New Moon.
that's coming out at midnight,
that's
sir.
Just getting that out there. That is out already.
I thought it's midnight this Friday.
No, 316 was street for it. That would be yesterday.
I really thought it was midnight.
No, unless maybe certain places are doing some sort of special event.
Maybe.
But as far as I know, that's out already.
Okay.
One I do have to get this week, however, The Princess and the Frog from Disney. Both there's a regular, there's a Blu-ray, and then there's that fancy schmancy 3-disc special. What? It was well received.
Meh.
2D animation. I want to see it. I saw the show.
I know you.
They did
you
a show in the Magic Kingdom when I was there. Very entertaining. Yeah, singing Crocodile. Got that Southern flair.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. I want to see it.
That's one of the flares it has.
Breaking Bad, the complete second season.
I don't know about that.
It is a dark show. It's about you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
The dad from Malcolm in the Middle is the lead.
Okay.
And he's trying to I've only seen a handful of episodes, but he's sick. I mean, he's got cancer maybe, or loses his job, something crazy.
Okay.
Or maybe he loses his job. I don't remember. But he starts a meth lab to support his family, and his family doesn't know about it, and it's kind of dark and funny and dramatic and But it's a good show, and it's season two is out, so you can check that out. Astro Boy, out on DVD this week.
Meh.
That's going to be a rental for me. That's not a buy. That's a Netflix queue.
That's going to be a $2 DVD for me someday.
South Park, the complete 13th season.
Really?
Out on DVD this week.
Well, now I got to go out.
And that's it.
No.
What did I miss?
What about Ninja Warrior?
Oh, Ninja Assassin.
Ninja Assassin.
Ninja Assassin is out on DVD this week as
well. I heard that was pretty amazing, that flick.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I heard.
I hadn't heard that, but...
No, even Liz wants to see that movie.
Ninja Assassin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'll be disappointed in it. I really wanted to see Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, and I was kind of disappointed.
It was hysterical.
It was all right. I didn't love it. I'm just saying.
Aren't you the same guy that didn't like Shaolin Soccer either?
No, the soccer one was okay. I didn't like the baseball one.
I don't remember the baseball
one. Oh, yeah, it was a baseball one, too.
I don't remember that.
Wait,
do I remember that?
I don't know.
I think I have that on DVD.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have the DVD. We might have even watched it here. No, it's not. I forget what it's called.
But
it's Shaolin Soccer, but with baseball.
Baseball.
So
Shaolin Soccer was awesome.
So that's DVDs. Not a lot, but a couple good ones.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
A couple to check out this week. Batman 697. Continues, actually, more than continues, they reveal who the Black Mask is in this one. This is an ongoing villain thing, which has been occurring. And you finally find out who the Black Mask is, and presumably Batman puts an end to his horrendous days as a villain. And right now I'm going to tell you who it is. It is. God damn it.
What?
Why the beep?
Why
the heck can't I say that it's. Jesus Christ.
I think you could say this one.
Well, apparently not.
Is it Valkyrie? Oh, wait, no, she's.
It's Marvel, sir.
Oh, she's Marvel.
It's a Marvel character.
Well, she's got to have something going on.
She would be good in a group book.
She would be good in a group book.
That's all I'm saying. All
right.
So if there's a group book out there.
Right.
And they were looking for an additional character.
She would be good.
She would be good. You know
not
what?
Not a DC book.
Her in a group with Moon Knight.
That could be a good book.
That would be awesome.
That would be interesting.
And you know what?
Dynamic,
If they build it as a bunch of secret characters.
Also a good idea.
Right? And somehow they attached it to the Avengers. And that it had Valkyrie in it. And Moon Knight in it.
Why don't you just spoon feed it to them? Jeez, we were trying to be coy.
Just saying,
coy.
Speaking of coy and comic news, Marvel has released an image from their upcoming book called Fallen, which they say is not going to be the final title, and it's a little. I guess is it a mini series or a maxi series or something? Some sort of series that follows Siege. And they've released an image with it, a teaser image. It's a teaser. And it shows a bunch of hands holding some person, but the person has been blacked out.
Uh-oh.
And it says that the universe comes together to mourn Classified. So we don't know who it is, you see.
Miracle Man.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Miracle Man. No, it isn't. Guy that probably should have became Miracle Man, yes. But we can't. Fuck it. You know who it is? It's. God damn it. This censorship shit has got to stop.
It's just Mike. It's not me. He's the one that's got the button.
Jesus.
You give him a little bit of power and a little bit of booze,
you know,
he'd
that,
just be.
You know, that gag would work if we had said that he wasn't here already.
Shut up. I said he was drunk,
just
not
saying.
That he wasn't here.
Just saying. You know when...
All right, fine. All right, fine. It's Triple B.
Yeah. Substitute. Yeah. Substituting.
No, all right. No, really. 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 It's Mr. Fantastic.
You betcha, Kev.
Wow. Haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah, I'm sure that's who it was.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, to summarize, right.
Right.
Captain America number one.
Yay. Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wait, what?
So, I bought this today, and it's Captain America number one.
Why did you buy it?
Because it was Captain America number one. Who doesn't want Captain America number one? I don't get it.
Did they renumber? Do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I don't know what this book is. Captain America, number one. It's $1. That's all I know about it. I'm confused. Is this ongoing? I mean, it certainly, from the end of it, first of all, seems very interesting. Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting working on this book. An interesting ending to the book, I'd like to add also. And that's all I know about it.
Okay. And there it is.
Guardians of the Galaxy 24, the great Marvel space opera continues, I think, in one of Marvel's best books currently, I have to say. From DC, or rather also from Marvel, since I don't want to mix genres, it's Vengeance of Moon Knight number 6. With a cover by Lenil Francis Yu. Continuing the great Moon Knight story, or rather the second great Moon Knight story, because before when it was just Moon Knight, it was still cool. Now it's Vengeance of Moon Knight. And as we also said, we feel here on the show, Moon Knight should be in a group book.
With Valkyrie.
Right. Some secret characters, somehow tied to the Avengers. I'm just saying. Also from Marvel, X-Men Legacy 234, which used to be, what, just regular X-Men.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what this one was?
Yes.
And continuing those stories. From DC Comics this week, I picked up The Shield with the second feature, The Fox. So they've now managed to grab yet another ancient character, if you will, and are... retranslating, is that the right word? Is retranslating
is that any word? What is that?
They're retranslating the character.
Okay.
No, nothing.
Maybe. I like to say reimagination.
Very good. Very good. You could do that. Except that you're going to be upset you didn't get this, sir.
Why?
Artist Michael Avon Oeming.
Ooh.
And it's actually really, really good. Brendan Jerwa, the writer. I think it's another one of those oldie type characters that they are attempting to modernize and update as a second feature in these books. And you can find that in The Shield number 7. And finally, this week, Matt Wagner and Aaron Campbell bring us The Green Hornet Year 1. So part of Dynamite's what do we call it? Getting blood from a stone.
Yeah, there you go.
Beating a horse, which is barely alive, to death. Apparently, this is now the second in what seems to be 6 to 8 Green Hornet-related titles coming out in the next few months. I picked up the Alex Ross cover, which I'll tell you right off the bat is better than the Alex Ross cover for the Kevin Smith book.
Okay.
I would own this cover in a heartbeat if I didn't have to pay $12,000 from it from his agent, Alex Ross's agent, who I'm not very fond of. So there it is. A little bit about the origin of Green Hornet. It's great stuff, interesting stuff. And yes, you'll want to check it out. Green Hornet Year 1. And that's comic books.
No, you missed one.
What'd I miss?
You missed Justice League. Rise and Fall Special kicks off the Green Arrow, the Fall of Green Arrow storyline.
Oh.
That came out this week.
Oh.
I will be buying individual issues of a book, I think.
Bullshit.
I swear, I'm not lying.
You're a liar.
No, I'm almost serious about this.
I'll tell you another one you might want to check out, sir. It's American Vampire number 1. Also a book that came out this week. Now, I'm not entirely sure if this is like a Vertigo book or not.
I think it is, though. It seems to be of that vein, but I'm not sure exactly if it's a Vertigo title. But there it is. It's American Vampire number one. And it's kind of a new take on vampires, but in America, I don't. So in that regard, you perhaps won't like it because it kind of attacks, not the right word. It's sort of a reimagination of vampires in the United States in the past.
Okay.
So you may not like it because you don't like the sort of messing with the traditional vampire things.
Yeah.
Like the glittery vampires.
Yeah, no, I'm not all about that.
Yeah,
not
so I don't know that you'll like this. But, I mean, to me it seems like it could be a good book, and I'm going to check it out. So there it is. Although I didn't get it today, I'm going to have it. And you know what? Next week, in addition to our full review of Spider-Man Noir Volume 1. Yes. I'll talk more about American Vampire next week.
Okay, fair enough. And I'll talk more about that Green Arrow book, because I might pick it up.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yes.
What you got?
I have artist Andrew Bell. We talked about some of his stuff on the show before. We talked about his Ono Sushi piece. He teamed up with Google Android to bring the Android little mascot to life. It's a little green Android looking kind of dude. And yep. These are a series of blind boxed vinyl toys that they're putting out. And
this is from the Ono Sushi guy.
It is from the Ono Sushi guy.
Okay.
And there's, I forget how many in their line. I want to say it's 12 different ones. Some of the designs are kind of cool. Some of them are not great. But and they're all weird, like you would expect. Like, well, I mean, aside from the green one, right, which is the standard one, which is pretty much the mascot.
Right.
They're all kind of just Andrew Bell's take on the mascot.
Okay.
But there are some cool ones. There's one that's called Copperbot. It's kind of like a little steampunk looky dude. There's like a solid black one. There's a glow in the dark one. There's a worker one. It's
the
little
copper?
Green.
Did you
I
get
didn't.
The cool
I,
steampunk?
I did not get that one. I want that one though. He's all copper, and he's got like this yellow green circle in the middle with gears in it.
Nice.
It's cool looking. There's a worker one. It's like the green Android in a shirt and tie.
Uh-huh.
There's some neat ones. It's if you're a fan of Google Android, if you're a fan of Andrew Bell or some of the vinyl pieces, Blind Box, if you're a Blind Box collector, definitely a line you might want to check out. I think you can get them at a bunch of retailers online.
Where'd you get them?
I got mine from dragatomi.com, but I think Happy Panda Toys has it. I think 3D Retro has it.
Being Greek to me, sir. I don't.
These are just
you're
they're toy store. They're toy. Do you buy toys online at all?
You're very in
you
the
buy
vinyl.
All of your toys. You buy all of your toys at conventions and shops. I buy some stuff online sometimes.
Sometimes
and outside of eBay, I mean, like 3D Retro, you can go and get like Futurama pieces and stuff like that.
You're fully invested in this.
Well,
vinyl.
I like Andrew Bell. I like the Ono Sushi piece, so I was like, well, this is something else he's doing. I might check it out. While I don't have a Google Android, it's certainly a phone that I was looking into and considering at one point in time. And I like the little Robo guys. I really wanted a steampunky looking one.
I would
so
love.
So there it is.
I'd love to see you trade in that Crackberry, but I just know you never will.
Only for an iPhone, and only if it comes to Verizon.
Yay.
That's it. Otherwise,
should we break
it's Crackberry
that? Should we break
for
that
life.
News today?
No.
iPhone coming to Verizon.
No.
Coming, sir.
You know, you've got something, too.
I do.
It's Mine's much bigger than what I have.
Slightly larger than yours.
By about umpteenth scale.
It is. It's from Sideshow Collectibles. It is their legendary scale Commander Cody from the Star Wars line. Now, what's interesting about the piece is it's Cody looking down into his hand, and there is a holographic emperor giving him Order 66. So this is a fairly significant moment in the Star Wars universe. The emperor giving the Order 66 for all the clones to kill the Jedi. And it's fairly significant, as I said. The piece, not the piece, but the moment has been captured before in other ways. For example, General Giant did a bust. It was a San Diego exclusive last year or the year before.
which featured Cody full waist up bust with the hologram in his hand that lit up.
Okay.
Right. Hasbro has now done a figure, although I haven't seen it yet. I know it exists, of Cody with the hologram of the Emperor in his hand,
okay,
from the same moment. And in addition, back to, Gentle Giant, they actually did a Christmas piece, I think last year or the year before, which was that Commander Cody bust.
I like the Christmas piece.
But with a little light up snowman in his hand and a little blue scarf.
I'm not going to lie, I like the Christmas piece.
Right. So what's significant about the Sideshow Legendary scale, of course, is the scale.
Right, yes.
It's humongous.
It is legendary.
So now on display in Studio A, here with us is what do you call that? 2.5 feet?
Two feet? No. Yeah. Is it 2 feet? Is it 1.5 feet?
Really? Because it seems so humongous.
I think it might be like 1.5 feet.
Let's call it
you.
Very goddamn large.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, and it's fully detailed, of course, fully painted and fully realized piece with a holographic emperor,
right,
and a tiny switch on the hand, which the hand actually comes out.
Now, yeah, right? You were saying that everything is housed.
Yeah, this is a miracle, I think, of this piece, is because I was wondering how they're going to get the electrics in there, because that seems problematic considering where the electrics need to be. Because if we haven't mentioned it already, the Emperor lights up.
Does the Emperor remove?
Yes.
From the hand? Okay, he's a separate piece.
He's a separate piece, and I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
So we were wondering how they're going to get him to light up, right? And what they have is they have a tiny LED, and I should say, regardless of its size, the LED is fucking bright as all shit.
Well, they are.
They are. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I mean, fucking bright.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. Tiny LED in the hand. In the hand, a small hole cut where the Emperor piece fits in. Emperor piece at the bottom is magnetized.
Okay.
So is the hand, is either metal, or the bottom of the Emperor's metal and the hand has magnet in it. So you can feel it set correctly into place.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the whole hand is removable from Cody. The part that is holding the hand in place, or part of it, is where the battery pack is.
Okay.
So it's two AAA batteries, right? You put the batteries in, close up the little compartment, right? Now that's kind of the spoke,
yes,
which kind of inserts into the wrist of Cody. Right? So now you have the hand in place. You place the Emperor. He kind of magnetizes into the right place. And on the side of the hand, of the Cody hand, there's a little tiny button. And you push the button and wham!
Light up.
Lights up.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice
really,
piece.
Really great. It's got two tiny little antenna additional pieces that you have to be very careful not to miss. I missed them when I first was putting the piece together. It's because they're very tiny, but it's that kind of detail that we've come to expect from Sideshow.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Little helmet antenna. There are two of them. I almost missed them, but one's on the shoulder, the lapel.
Right.
And one is on the helmet.
Okay.
Little tiny ones.
I see them. Yeah. They're tiny.
And they need to be placed in separately, as I said. And other than that, piece is going to run you, I think retail is maybe $279.99 or $300 or something like
that.
Well, it's a massive piece.
Yeah, I'm not denying it.
And I think there's 800 of them. I'm not sure if they're sold out or not, but I think it's a piece. If you're a Star Wars fan, Star Wars historian.
Certainly.
If you're a historian, this is a pinnacle moment, I think, in the series.
Order 66, right?
Yeah, Order 66. And, and if you're a troop, a person, an Imperial person, I mean, it's an absolute must-have. There's no question about it. And comes from Sideshow. Go to SideshowToy.com where you can check out this and all the fine products over at Sideshow.
Nice.
Yeah. Do they have any of that collector's vinyl business, do they carry any of that over at Sideshow? Because, I buy from Sideshow
online.
There's
some VCD stuff, like the Mickey VCD stuff is out over there, and you can get some weird pieces over there. Some cool
Matt, I hate to, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that is our Dungeons & Dragons intro music, which means it must be time for our D&D update of the week, which, of course, is... Big Kev's Geek Stuff, each and every week, well, nearly, is taking a look at the brand new Dungeons & Dragons. Well, not brand new at this point, but the fourth edition of Dungeons & Dragons from our friends over at Wizards of the Coast. You can get more information about D&D and about the product we're going to talk about tonight and other products over at dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. Tonight, I think I finally got you.
Fine.
This is Hammerfest, a Dwarven Outpost adventure site. Now,
okay.
Let me tell you what this is. And I'll tell you by reading the text on the back. If you're a dungeon master looking for an intrigue-laden adventure location that fits easily into your Dungeons & Dragons campaign, this book is for you. The dwarven town of Hammerfest holds enough mystery and peril to keep your players entertained for sessions on end. Hammerfest presents a fully detailed, ready-to-use dwarven town built atop the ruins of an ancient necropolis, along with adventure hooks, encounters, and a full-color double-sided map.
Fancy, fancy.
Yes. Now, so we had a chance to crack it open, look at the map. Uh-oh. Half of this map look familiar to you? One side is the full town of Hammerfest.
Yes.
Right? Which is, if you know, when you're playing, you know, with your characters, you know, it's nice to have a map like this where you can say, oh, I'm going to go over to this building, I'm going to do this, and so on and so forth. You know, these are things that we've talked about as being important in the past. What does the other side of this map look like to you, OG?
It looks a little like a module I love. Shady Dragon in.
That's what I'm saying. So you finally got your Shady Dragon in. That's an inn, sir.
An inn.
Bar, kitchen, tables. I don't know what the pit thing going on in the middle is, but that's definitely an inn.
An inn.
I just think you're just not going to be happy until they make
The Shady Dragon.
Inn 30 years later.
I don't want this. Why not? They're revamping other things. There are other things they've been revamping. Uh-huh. I want a modern version of the Shady Dragon Inn.
Modern.
Did you know that in 1983, a follow-up article written for Polyhedron Newsine provided additional details about the employees and furnishings of the Shady Dragon Inn?
No.
I don't have that.
What's that? What magazine?
Polyhedron Newsine.
Polyhedron Newsine, what, did they have a year
and a month?
1983.
Uh-huh. There was another article.
Okay.
There was a follow-up article about the Shady Dragon Inn.
Is it online?
I gotta see if I can find it now.
Wow.
I'm very upset.
Are we taking bets?
That I can find it?
I'm betting you never get that article. How about that?
Oh, I'll find it.
Oh, I don't think you will.
I won't find it.
Okay.
There are sources.
Tell you what.
There are sources.
Tell you what.
What?
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to do.
What?
First person in the audience of the listeners to provide me with that article before OG can get the article. Going to win a spectacular prize from Big Kev's Geek Stuff. There you go. Okay. So there's no time limit on that. If you find the article. Now, come on. Be fair. Don't look for it now during the show.
I'm not.
Okay. Let's give them. What is the information that we have?
1983.
Uh-huh.
Polyhedron Newsine.
Uh-huh.
And it was an additional. There was an article in a 1983 issue of the Polyhedron
Newsine.
So
we don't know what 1983.
We don't know what issue. And apparently, there it is.
There you go.
There's an article about it.
Scan me or find an electronic version of that article. Send it to geekstuffog@gmail.com. Going to win a fabulous prize. This is a big prize, folks.
Okay.
So I don't send people on a treasure hunt for little prizes. This is a big prize. So send that along, and you will win a spectacular prize. So there you have it. A couple more words about Hammerfest. So it has everything you suspect. Inside the gray matter tells you all about the town, tells you where it is,
the occupants of it. Gives you I like the little adventure hooks, sir. Is that what they call them?
Adventure hooks? Yes.
That's how you can get your characters to be involved somehow at this town. You could also just use this town as some regular town. Doesn't have to be an adventure. It could just be a place where they go to, you know, spend the night, have a beer, get in a fight, whatever it is that you want. If you're a DM, you need places like this for your characters to explore, to rest, to visit, and so on and so forth. So there it is. Going to run you $14.95. Wow, what a great price for a two-sided full-color map and 30-odd pages of information about the place, not to mention other surprises and things in it. You're well worth the $14.95 there. And so once again, Hammerfast, a Dwarven Outpost adventure site for 4th edition D&D. Get more information about this and other D&D products over at dndinsider.com. Letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D!
And that is time for us to take a new break.
Yes, and we'll be right back with the... what's his name?
Who?
The Chad from where?
No.
What?
No, Chad. That was a legitimate question.
All right, we'll hold off then.
All right.
We'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 184, St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Hey, this is Lance Guest from The Last Starfighter, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It'll be a slaughter!
That's the spirit!
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 184, St. Paddy's Day.
Or St. Patrick's Day, because I'm Irish and it's offensive to me to have you Guineas say St. Paddy's Day.
Is it offensive?
To me.
Fuck you. I like them apples.
What do I say? Hey, do I say it's in the fall? Do I call it Indian Killing Day?
No, but you could.
Do I call it Nation Destroyer Day? It's Columbia Day. Hey. That's your guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Your guy's St. Paddy.
Do I shorten him?
No.
Do I disrespect him? Do I disrespect him by mocking his name?
No, you people, you disrespect yourself on St. Paddy's Day, sir.
Oh, yeah, because it's only the Irish drinking today.
No, but everybody's Irish St. Paddy's
Day.
Oh,
of course they are. Ugh.
Can we talk about what we talked about?
Really? Is everyone Jewish on Hanukkah? No.
No, because that's...
You're not Irish today.
Listen to me.
You're not Irish.
They play stupid games.
You're not Irish. No matter how much green you wear or beer you drink, no matter how much Guinness you pump into that frame tonight, you are not Irish.
All right. I don't want to be Irish.
Celebrate the day.
I don't want to be Irish.
I'm fine with it. But you're
in green-related news tonight, Tamora Morrison has been cast as Abin Sur in the upcoming Green Lantern film. Also, in Captain America news, Hugo Weaving as the Red Skull.
Nice.
Keira Knightley, maybe. And Ryan Philippe?
Yeah. Now with Keira Knightley, she's taller than him.
That's true. We talked about The Hobbit finally going into filming, confirmed by Ian McKellen in June of this year.
And James Purfoy, not Bilbo Baggins.
Not Bilbo Baggins.
Because McAvoy should be.
Jason Segel, our lead in the upcoming Muppet movie. Sci-Fi Channel picking up 3 inches, a superhero book. Miniseries, rather.
Book.
And that was it. The bulk of it for the news type stuff.
In segment two tonight, we talked about some DVD releases, and they are
The Princess and the Frog from Disney out this week. Ninja Assassin out on DVD this week.
South Park, the complete 13th season.
Also out this week. Astro Boy out this week. And for those of you who are Twilight fans, New Moon out this week.
And also Breaking Bad Season 2.
That's right.
We mentioned. In comics, we mentioned the brand new Green Hornet Year 1, number 1 from Dynamite. The Shield, number 7 with the second feature, The Fox from DC. X-Men Legacy, 234. Vengeance of Moon Knight, number 6. Guardians of the Galaxy, 24. Captain America, number 1. Can't seem to place. Batman 697, the Black Mask revealed, and it is.
Damn it. Also, Justice League Rise and Fall, kicking off the Green Arrow story arc out this week.
Right. Also, American Vampire number 1, we neglected to mention because we don't have it.
In our product review portion of tonight's show, we talked about the Andrew Bell Google Android series mascots vinyl toys. You can get those now at a bunch of select retailers. Some really cool pieces in there you might want to check out. And from Sideshow in their legendary scale line, this is the Order 66 clone commander. Is that what he is?
He's Cody.
Commander Cody. Oh, that's right, yeah. Cody. So there you go. Awesome piece. Nice.
Huge.
Accessories.
Yeah.
Light up.
Emperor hologram.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some really cool stuff.
Terrific piece.
Moving on in our D&D related news, the Shady Dragon Inn knockoff.
Hammerfast, a Dwarven Outpost adventure site. You can check it out over at dndinsider.com. Letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com.
You know, with a Sharpie, maybe some hand finger paint. Make it the Shady Dragon Inn.
Really?
It's not the same. Not the same!
You own a Shady Dragon
Inn? I own two!
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
Because I needed to have both sides of the map available at all times.
Right, and to announce our contest for this week, a big prize will be given to the person who sends us the article. What do we know about it?
Polyhedron News Zine.
Uh-huh.
From 1983.
Right.
It was a supplement to the Shady Dragon Inn supplement.
Uh-huh.
With information about employees and furnishings in the Shady Dragon Inn.
There you go. So the first person to send either an electronic or scanned, or, well, not a paper version, so either scan it or find it electronically to geekstuffog@gmail.com, we'll win a fabulous prize.
Fabulous.
This is a huge prize.
It is. It's big.
So,
and fancy.
You want to check it out if you're the guy that can get that done. Polyhedron Magazine, sometime in 1983 is all the info we have at this time.
That's it.
And, of course, we want to remind you, we are in the midst of the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2010. Help us repair, replace, refurnish, replenish, rejuvenate our sagging, failing equipment here at the show by going over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and finding that donate button in the upper right-ish hand portion of the page. And donate us a little something to help us out, to replace this stuff, to help us keep bringing you the show that you enjoy each and every week. We are much obliged for any donations you might be able to see yourself clear to give us.
Right.
And we thank you with all seriousness.
In all seriousness. Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have a plethora of things for you to check out.
You know, this is the part that Chad doesn't like.
Is it this part?
It's the repetitive. Don't forget to check.
Because he says the wrap up.
boop, boop, boop.
He says the wrap-up.
Isn't this part of the wrap-up?
No, this is really the closing.
No.
No, the wrap-up is reiterating all the stuff we talked about already.
Because this seems to be part of that segment.
No.
And I'm wondering if this is the part that he does.
No, I'm thinking he thinks the wrap-up.
Because if this is what he wants eliminated, we could gladly oblige.
This is more important than the wrap-up. This is the plugs.
I see.
Where we plug ourselves. Because we are plug whores.
Gotcha.
Each and every week, over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Lots of stuff there to check out.
What about Geekerdome?
You can still check out Geekerdome. Lots of shows going on over there. Hippo Juice podcast, Flick podcast, 3-Minute Reviews by Murderface, Knights of the Guild podcast, Toy Break is up over there. Lots of stuff going on over there.
Cool.
Lots of stuff
I thought maybe that had slipped.
Still alive and kicking.
Murderface.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't share books.
He's a nice guy.
Just saying.
He doesn't share with you, and I can't blame him.
See about that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
That's it? See you out on goodbye?
Well, is Just Mike going to say anything?
No, clearly not here today.
All right, so.
Despite your use of him in a bit. And I guess with that, we'll say happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone, including all you non-Irish.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Have you ever seen the seagulls, the fly in all the heaven, all the crimson sails and go with it, the fishermen on earth? Oh, the earth is filled with beauty, and it's gathered all together in the form and face and dainty grace of a pretty Irish girl. Oh, she's my dear, my darling one, her eyes so sparkling full of fun. No other can match the likes of her. She is my dear, my darling one, my smiling and beguiling one. I love the ground she walks upon, my darling Irish girl.
When the dew is on the hayrick and every drop of rue, when the geese are full of barley and the thrush is singing gaily, and standing in the doorway is a pretty Irish girl. Oh, she is my dear, my darling one, her eyes so sparkling full of fun, no other can match the likes of her. She is my dear, my darling one, my smiling and beguiling one, I love the ground she walks upon, my pretty Irish girl.
Oh, she is my dear, my darling one, her eyes so sparkling full of fun, no other can match the likes of her.
Oh, he is my dear, my darling one, his eyes so sparkling full of fun, no other can match the likes of him.
She is my dear, my darling one, my smiling and beguiling one, I love the ground she walks upon.